8:45 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. Super Bowl 60 in the books. Seattle is your Super Bowl champ. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the big game is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
How are you two young men doing this morning?
Okay, we're doing fine.
Did you eat your pancakes? Did you have the good breakfast?
We did.
Yeah.
You all ready to do an interview?
You bet.
We are.
All right, let's get you head in the game. Let's do this.
All right, what'd you think of Seattle's big win, and what'd you think of the Super Bowl?
I did. Well, first of all, it kind of really hurt to see that fake NFL team, the Seahawks, win it. I just don't consider them part of my NFL.
Huh. Well, they have been for a while.
It should just be the original NFL teams and the Cowboys. That should be the NFL.
Okay.
But I'm certainly, and I'm not being trite here.
Okay.
I'm certainly, and moreover, I'm glad that the Patriots didn't win it.
Why is that?
Because I'm so jealous of Robert Kraft, I can't stand it. I really hate him, George. I just really hate him.
He's one of your fellow owners.
I don't care. I'm so envious of him. He gets a free rub and tug at an Asianed up place and doesn't get in too much trouble. And I get a little bit of flight anxiety relief one time, and all of a sudden, hey, Jerry, you got to pay child support for 18 years.
Okay, look, don't bring that
just
up.
Very different consequences.
That was because of flight anxiety. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Just a little flight anxiety relief. So life isn't fair, but so I'm glad the Seahawks won over the Patriots. And I'm also, there's something else I liked about the Super Bowl.
What's that?
Candidly.
Okay.
I'm glad that Green Bay wasn't in the Super Bowl and didn't win it, because I couldn't live with myself if that Benedict Arnold, Michael Parsons got a ring.
Well, DeMarcus Lawrence got one. He's a former
yeah,
player.
Yeah, but we lost him to free agency. That's not like Michael Parsons, who said that he wanted to be traded and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's
I'm
a
just
different.
A lot more bitter.
Okay.
I'm a lot more bitter. Bitterer. Yeah. I'm more bitterer at Michael Parsons. But I tell you what, I do have hope. I have hope.
Okay.
I'm always positive. That's the thing. You ask Ryan, you ask people that know me and everything. I tell you, old Jerry Jones, he always has hope, right? He's always looking for that little glory hole. He knows he's going to have something good around the corner.
That's right.
And I have hope because when you look at it, and you really look at it, the Patriots only won 4 games last year, and they were in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Next year.
That's right.
And we won 7 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that means in 2027, we will be in almost 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's weird math. Well, you do have a chance. You have a chance to rebound. But, man, you got to deal with Seattle and all these teams in the NFC and – yeah, you better start taking Seattle seriously. They're really, really good.
I know. I hear you. Hell, hey, you guys remember when I berated our Cowboy fans and said, did you like those 3 Super Bowls? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Yes.
I really hope you did. Well, it's looking like that Super Bowl meal is going to have to last us a long time here. We're going on how many years, how many decades has it been?
It's been 30.
You know how many livers I've had in the past 30 years?
Probably just one.
No, a lot. A lot. But I'm here to announce something, Bursars. Bursars.
Okay. All right.
I've got a 7-point plan to turn the Cowboys around.
Okay. Let's hear it.
7-point plan.
Hey, at least you have a plan.
Yeah.
I do. All these people that have accused me of not having a plan, I got a plan.
Okay.
Step one. I'm going to bring back Micah Parsons.
Okay.
Have him get this defense back to greatness.
Okay, that may be tough, but all right.
Step two, I'm going to fire Shoddy. And I'm going to hire Mike McDonald.
Oh, well, I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
I get what I want. I get what I want. You can ask a gate agent from 1995.
All right.
I get what I want.
Stop it with that.
Step three, fire me and elevate Will Clay to GM.
Now you're talking.
Will McClay, okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
Good. Step four, plan plant a bag of weed on Will Clay in his locker and call security.
Why?
Step 5, hire Shotty back.
What?
Step 6, trade Micah to the Wizards for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Step 7, profit. There you go.
Now, this is an insane plan.
Yeah, although somewhat believable coming from you.
Wouldn't you like to see Anthony Davis on the Cowboys?
Well, it would be interesting, yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, what I ought to do is turn this GM job over to this to what I consider the new generation, which is AI. I'm going to hire AI to be the Cowboys GM.
I think Cowboy fans would be okay with that.
May not be such a bad idea.
I haven't decided. I'm interviewing Gronk and Claude and Bing and I don't know who else.
But, okay.
It'd be better than hiring Spalding. He's not the new generation.
Come on, he's your grandson.
I know, and he does. He knows a lot of stuff. He understands TikTok and FaceGram and all that, but I just don't trust him. Hey, speaking of trust, next time y'all see Edward, will you do me a favor and just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great when he was, you know, when he was reporting and stuff. He wasn't that great, and just kind of put him in his place.
Ed's a really good friend of ours.
And he's one of the more respected reporters in the NFL.
Oh, well. Well, let's talk Olympics real quick. Jerry Jr. is very excited about these Winter Olympics.
He likes them.
I tell you, George and Craig, Jerry Jr. has not taken off his figure skating outfit all week.
Well, that's good.
And I got to admit, that outfit is kind of cute, but I think the Dorothy Hamill wig needs to go.
Wow, he's going all in.
But his mama's let him go to school dressed like that all last week.
Well, that's fun.
Well, you know, his school, they make special accommodations for that sort of thing. I'm real proud of him. He's really found his way. I think he's finally found what he wants to be when he grows up, and that's a female figure skater.
Good.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry into the off season.